Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
You see, ostensibly, this first part of the programme always makes up the start of the Best of Sportland Sunday podcast, whatever it's called. Afternoon, by the way. Richard Shorin here for another 2 hours, of which we've already taken up a chunk of it, of Sport on Sunday. And we always start with this morning's back pages, and they are dominated, apparently, by England's rugby union defeat to Ireland in the Six Nations. Colour me, don't care. A 13-9 loss in Dublin. Oh, sounds like a belter, doesn't it? Oh, there must have been at least one try there. Denied them back-to-back Grand Slams. This is the thing with rugby union. They just make things up. They could have won the Grand Slam. Yeah, but they won the championship. So why does it matter? Oh, well, they could have done the Triple Crown. Who cares? They also ended their world record attempt. Oh, with a 19 straight test victory. So New Zealand is still great. Oh, great. You can take your pick of the headline pun, says this script, with Grand Sham, Slammed and Crying Shame. Oh, did I cry? Oh. The Sunday Mirror says head coach Eddie Jones has accepted the blame, saying he didn't prepare the team well enough. I don't know. I mean, as I've said before, he is the Australian who coaches an England rugby union team with jokes, isn't he? So, you know, we're all happy with that. But one of the people giving stick to Eddie Jones yesterday on Twitter, pretty nice and true, is TV broadcasting legend Elton Wellesby. You remember Elton Wellesby off of ITV? When ITV were good. Oh, it's a bit harsh. He said, wanted England to win, but if it wipes that stupid smirk off Eddie Jones's face, okay. Great coach, but not the full shilling. No sour grapes. Elton Wellesby. We should try and get him on the show. Elsewhere, Arsene Wenger is set to infuriate disgruntled Arsenal fans even further by flying a plane over the ground saying, up yours. No, he's not going to do that. He's going to sign a new one-year contract. That's in the Sunday Express. Those planes, by the way. I'm not going to get into the whole, well, you could spend your money on charity or something. It's just a whole, it makes you look like Burks. The same paper, that's the Sunday Express, reports Pep Guardiola is going to, who's he going to sign? Who's he going to sign for Man City? Who's he going to be? Lionel Messi! Yeah, Lionel Messi alongside Fabian Delph there. The Star on Sunday say City will also make a £50 million bid for Juventus defender Leonardo Bonucci this summer. The Italian has told his friends in Italy of his ambition to play for Guardiola. And unfortunately for Bonucci, his friends also spoke to the Star on Sunday. Maybe they text that Tex Maniacs column. Still going? Don't know. Another highly rated defender heading to the Premier League is Roma's Kostas Manolas, who is closing in on a £35 million move to Liverpool. That's in the Sunday People. And The Sun reports Spurs striker Harry Kane is being lined up to replace Wayne Rooney as England captain at the 2018 World Cup. And I could not care less about that. In fact, I think I care more about the England rugby union team. It says that script should last a minute and 14. I think you'll agree once again. We have outdone that once again here on Sport on Sunday. I should try. I'm going to try and get Elton Wellesby on the show. So keep an eye on that.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
We've got a poll. International break coming up. Do you change a winning LUFC team? As in, it's the big Pontus Janssen debate. It's either Pont in or Jans out. No, the second one doesn't really work. Let's get involved on Twitter on that one. I was in box 44 yesterday. It was great. Great food, great company, great game. Well, the first half was meh. But Leeds were by far the better team over the whole match, I thought, and fully deserving of that 2-0 win. A great save by Rob Green, celebrating his new contract and all that. Should play for England. And Chris Wood's first goal, it appeared to be in slow motion. It was very, very bizarre, the header. It went looping over the goal. And the goalkeeper, you thought, well, he's got plenty of time to get this. But no, it went in. Wish I backed it now. Because I went for overs on the goals. And there's only two. Nah. And the penalty, Dukara comes on, wins a pen, Leeds win, everyone's happy. All the fans are singing. Leeds are going up, they're singing. Could it happen? It could, especially with that defeat for Huddersfield on Friday. You wonder how that will affect them psychologically, because that's not just the teams lose games, but to lose 4-0 away at Bristol City, they're rubbish. I've seen the league table. I've not seen them play, but I've seen the league table. I've made up my mind, and that's I guess David Wagner has the advantage of having a week now where there's no football. He can get the players in the right psychological mindset for the return of the Championship in a couple of weeks' time. And Sheffield Wednesday, oh dear. I think Mark Wilson's words on the Yorkshire Football Show have not come back to haunt him, but, well, they've backed him up.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Now, I want to ask you to do something serious for me, listeners of Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire, because there are many problems in the world right now, none least than, is that the word? Than these people who fly planes over football grounds. And we talked about this earlier in the news, the sports headlines, but we need to stop these football planes. And again, not because, you know, you could donate the money it costs to fly a plane with a message on for charity, or you could do something more worthwhile in your life, just because it makes you look like an idiot. So please get on social media, use the hashtag #StopFootballPlaneMessages, and you too could help stop this scourge on modern sport. Because don't forget, every time you clap, another idiot thinks about putting a message in the sky about a football manager.
Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
I know you don't care, but we're still going to do it. It's the inevitable Sport on Sunday top of the form table as we head towards the end of the 2016-17 football season. What we've done, if you've just joined us, is we take all the teams from Yorkshire in the top six divisions of football. That includes Middlesbrough, just for the fact that we can laugh at them. And we divide their number of games by points and the number of their goal difference, and we come up with some kind of system. And it's a battle at the top of the table between two teams from South Yorkshire. You'll be unsurprised to hear this looking at the league tables. The top of League 2 is Doncaster. Top of League 1 is Sheffield United. And thanks to goal difference at the moment, Doncaster Rovers lead by 0.02 Sport on Sunday coefficient points over Sheffield United. They've both played 38 games. They've both got 78 points. But Doncaster Rovers have scored 75 and conceded 44. Sheffield United 73 and 43. So that one goal difference is all the difference in the race for the most important title in football. Halifax Town dropping off the pace there down to 6.03. Leeds up to 5.87 with that victory yesterday. Huddersfield down to 5.86, but they do have a game in hand over Leeds, of course. And down at the bottom, heavy defeat for Rotherham United means they are back in minus figures. Yes, they're on minus 0.8. I'm sure the Rotherham board and fans and everyone else are gutted about that news.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.